The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Yeah, and then once I got to, I guess, 6 farts, I shit my pants, and so I lost. But I didn't have
to pay. That's a new record, right?
Well, I didn't have to pay for the dinner because they wanted me to get out of there, like, fast.
But how much was the dry cleaning?
I just threw it all away. Yeah. I threw it all away. Yeah. I couldn't.
I take mine to the dry cleaning, and I look them dead in the eyes, and I go, clean it up.
I say a cat did this.
I can't wait to find out why this was the best night of your life. That's how you prompted this story. So when did it turn around?
I'm sorry. I thought we were sharing stories about the last night of our lives.
This happened last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know. Can you believe it? They still have Fuddruckers.
Aaron, do you want to share the best night of your life? Or last night of your life or whatever it was?
Probably right now.
Huh. Oh, wow. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, because technically the sundown, and I didn't even think about that. Dang.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Mm-hmm.
Dang. Dang.
Dang, dang, dang.
All right. Well, are we all good? Is that... That's it, right? We're done for the evening?
No, just because you took you told a 90-minute story doesn't mean we're done. Actually,
hey, look,
you know
when Hollywood can tell a 90-minute story, then I can tell a 90-minute story, okay?
Okay, well, I'm tired. You're tired. I saw Don't Worry, Darling last night, and I had so many opinions about it that I feel like there's not enough sleep I can get to try to process it.
How is Nick Kroll?
Good. I don't know. I loved some parts of that movie and some... It doesn't matter. But I thought I would surprise you guys with something.
Oh, okay.
Guess what Fudge. I found? Blows dust off of it.
Well, right,
we're recording over Zoom. That's incredible.
How did that work?
I got one of those 4D cameras.
Well, I found another one of Ethel Mermaid's greatest parties ever. This one is, I think, Halloween. I think this is one of her Halloween parties.
Oh, that's almost perfect timing.
Yeah, this is back when people, truly perfect timing. This is back when people would use like lead paint in their clown makeup and shit and then die like 3 days later.
Yeah, that's true.
The first trick-or-treaters.
But you guys, are you cool with us playing that instead of, I don't know, recording, like, about Ohio?
So I guess what I'm hearing is we ditched that whole 90-minute story that I told, which, by the way, was very good and involved multiple Fuddruckers. But no, yeah, for sure. Why don't we
do your
thing? You
say good, I say graphic. You be the judge.
And I say Casey could probably edit that down to a 2-minute commercial.
It's like season one of Game of Thrones. I got to get people interested, okay? We're not going to have all these boobies and dicks and stuff forever, but I got to get people hooked into it.
There was so many characters in your story about shitting your pants. So many characters. With
many
overly
characters.
Complex names.
And they're all related.
Aaron, let me get out the Vitrola. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's me, ooh, Medusa. Just kidding, it's Ethel Mermaid dressed up to the nines because it's Halloween night.
Ooh, I'm here with my butler and trusted companion, Burgundy. Burgundy, say hello.
Hello. Burgundy. I know that doesn't work for what you said, but I love the joke when George Burns does it. That 14-year-old is going places.
Now, Burgundy, tell the people listening to the record what you're dressed as for this Halloween.
Well, I feel stupid, but I'll tell you I'm wearing sort of a short sleeve button down shirt. It's tucked into my pants. I have suspenders. I have glasses with tape in the middle, and I have a pocket protector with a newfangled calculator, because I must admit, Mrs., I was listening through the door when you were talking to someone, and you said you're going to go as something geek, And I, of course, missed the R in your message, and now I feel dumb as hell.
Oh, I see. I'm going as something Greek, Medusa.
Yes.
And I,
yes.
Here I am thinking you were dressing as yourself on your day off.
Wow, I'd hate to hear that, but yes, I am a bit of a, I'm a bit of a nerd for academia. You know, I once wrote my thesis on how dogs can smell fear. And the studies I did, I would, in the middle of the night, I would run into people's yards and I would try and pick a fight with the dog and the dogs would chase me around. And so what I would do is I would tie bits of ham and bacon.
Burgundy, you're talking about your education again. You know how I hate that.
Oh, apologies, m'lady. Let's get back to you, the best topic. Oh, I
yes.
turn to stone. Well, I am rock hard.
Hopefully we edited a little bit of that pause out, but that was 45 minutes of total and complete silence. Anyways, Burgundy, tell me, do you enjoy Halloween night? Are you a Halloween kind of guy?
I am. I mean, for where I'm from, we call it Devil's Night. And on Devil's Night, anything goes. That's when you play tricks, you try and stir the dead, and the dead try and scare the living. And to me, it's just, it's all about good, clean fun.
That's true. The veil between the living and the dead starts to dissipate on this night.
Yes.
Lots of ghosts and ghouls about.
Yes.
Burgundy, start filing my nails for me, please. I have always loved Halloween. Can I tell you why?
Let me close the filing cabinet.
Ow! Thank you. Sorry, it keeps me sharp. The adrenaline of closing my hand in a filing cabinet. Keeps me
on the end for nails.
Well, you know why I love Halloween? Ask me why.
M'lady, why do you love Halloween?
Well, I love it because I'm an actress, and I love any excuse to put on a costume and pretend to be someone else. I also love attention, and that's not a bad day to play pranks.
Yes.
To get people to look at you.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I tell you, m'lady, I believe it was this time last year when you had Rudolph Valentino over and you had me peel grapes and put them in ice in a large bucket. And then you had him close, you had Mr. Valentino close his eyes and you said, reach into the bucket, these are eyeballs. And he passed out for 16
mm-hmm.
days. He missed the shoot of his next movie and he was ruined in Hollywood.
And then I hit him with my car. A classic prank. It was a hoot and a holler, and that's for sure, Burgundy.
Yes. Oh,
well,
yes.
Do you think I could do my classic entrance of sliding down the banister in this Medusa dress?
M'lady, I've waxed the banister just for this very moment.
Thank you. And can I tell you, Burgundy, that this costume was a headache to put together. The amount of snakes I had to kill with my bare hands this week.
Some are still alive, but I believe they're corn snakes, which I think are safe.
Well, let's hope so, because they've bitten me several times. Burgundy, your reflexes are so bad.
It's
how
funny to see.
How bad are they?
How bad are they?
They're so bad that you couldn't catch a single snake for me, and I had to do it myself. And you know how I hate to do things by myself.
Yes, m'lady. My knees aren't what they used to be. And can I just say, to see about 85 snakes, 83 of them dead, hanging down by your face is very. It looks like Medusa just got out of the shower.
Thank you, Burgundy. Well,
they are really droopy, really drooping down next to your chin.
Well, wake them up.
I'm afraid it doesn't work that way, m'lady.
Bummer. Well, I don't want my guests to miss a single thing. I have all sorts of tricks and treats planned for the night. Are you ready to go downstairs, Burgundy?
Yes, I am, m'lady.
And I'm on the banister!
Oh, yes. I used too much wax. Lady, apologies. Oh, the bay window. She went out the bay window.
That's okay.
It sounded
all
like
right.
You were shifting gears.
That's lady, all right, Burgundy.
You just made it sound like you were shifting gears.
Well, Burgundy, I think that's okay. The blood and the glass all over me contributes
yes.
to the spookiness.
That's to the charm, yes.
Of the evening. The broken window makes this look a little bit more like a haunted house, if you will.
Yes. Shall I grab some gauze?
No, better not. We'll just see how this happens. I will say, Burgundy, a little less wax next time.
Yes, noted, m'lady.
I know normally it takes me a while to get down the stairs. I've gotten caught on the nails on the stairs before. This was the complete opposite experience. Oh, I see a car pulling up around the driveway now. Our first guest has arrived.
Yes,
oh, it looks like it's my uncle.
Oh, let me go get the door, m'lady. M'lady, here is your uncle. He'd like to announce himself.
Hey, you filthy bastard! Pick me up in a wet car again! Filthy! Filthy! Damn dirty bastard! Car was wet! Car was completely wet! Look at me, covered in wet, sitting in a wet car. Filthy
It
bastard.
Must be my uncle, because he's screaming at his driver, really ripping him a new one, right?
Not my driver, dear, not my driver. Just a man who picked me up. I was hitchhiking over here. Filthy bastard. Can't believe I got out of the car that filthy and wet.
And sir, may I ask, just for the sake of the party, m'lady asked everyone to announce what they are wearing this evening in terms of costume?
My name is Nigel Pimberbrook, and I will not deign to wear a costume.
Why do you have a big lion's mane around your head, uncle?
Oh, well, this is a fashion choice, of course.
Oh. Yes, you look like a drowned lion.
I'm lion. It's not a fashion choice. I am indeed dressed in a costume, as you would say.
Oh, a lion lying.
Mm-hmm.
A lying lion. Huh, that's hard to say.
Uncle Nigel, is that toilet paper stuck to the bottom of your shoe from your house getting toilet papered earlier by some hooligans?
These hooligans, not only did they toilet paper my house, but they firebombed my Rolls Royce. I was forced to come over to your party by hitchhiking with a common folk, and I'll have you know, I believe the people who gave me a ride were the same people who toilet papered my home and firebombed my Rolls Royce.
Your what, uncle?
My Rolls Royce, of course. Sherry, where's the sherry? Is there no sherry at this party?
Oh, yes, Burgundy, please get the finest sherry for my uncle. Get the worst stuff from the bottom shelf.
My dear, let's have a look at you. Oh, Ethel Mermaid. You are the spitting image of your late mother or timely father or whoever's child you are.
Thank you, Uncle. And may I just say, you're looking scragglier than ever. Your beard is as unkempt as it's ever been. Mwah, mwah. It's good to see you.
Well, I would say it's for the lion costume, but I don't want to get caught in another one of my lion lies again. No, the truth be told, Aunt Marguerite has kicked me out of the house, and I have been sleeping at the local zoo the last few nights, and so this lion costume is more practical than costume. It keeps the other animals far away from me, king of the jungle and all.
Oh, Uncle Nigel, I'm so sorry to hear that you got kicked out again. That explains the hitchhiking to get here.
Mm-hmm. And the lie about the Rolls Royce, she took it, and the toilet papering. I just took a big shit before I came, and that's why there's toilet paper on my foot.
Well, Uncle Nigel, I'll tell you one thing. If you want to stay here, you can.
Yes, please.
But no,
I have to.
There's only like 14 bedrooms in this place, so I don't even know where I'd put you up. But you can stay for the night and enjoy all the fun. We're going to be trick-or-treating, hayrides, costume contest.
Well, I'll tell you this, my dear. I will be staying for the night because for soon I will be too drunk to move.
Excellent. Well, enjoy the worst brandy. I mean, our best brandy.
Brandy, I grabbed sherry. Let me be right back.
Hey, a little bit of brandy in my life, a little bit of sherry, that's okay. Don't move, you rapscallion. Give me that sherry. And
yes,
give me that,
right away,
and then
sir.
Make with the brandy as well.
Yes, of course.
Uncle Nigel, I
yes.
hate to be this person, but remember, it is against the rules for someone other than me to sing in this house. I'm the one who sings.
I apologize, my dear. I mean, my manners, where are they these days? They must be absolutely shot after Marguerite, your delectable aunt, kicked me out of the home.
Uncle, I also hate to be the bearer of bad news, but she is expected to show up tonight. I had no idea of your separation, so I, invited her.
Well, she better not bring that new beau of hers around. I do not wish to look upon the man's face, and I do not wish to shake upon his hand.
Who's her new beau? Go
ahead. Are you speaking, of course, of Beau Jackson?
Yes, yes.
Famed Beau architect?
Mm-hmm, yes. Oh, God. I cannot stand to look upon the man with his slender stature and piercing eyes.
Beau Jackson? He taught me how to shoot an arrow. With his...
He knows everything.
Beau.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've witnessed firsthand his bow shooting, and I gotta say, he's got the goods. Not like what your uncle has. I mean, I'm not exactly working with a cannon, if you know what I'm saying.
Burgundy, the doorbell!
Yes, Les, let me go get it. Milady, presenting Scump Dudley, famed cowboy actor and participant in your Halloween party.
Scump!
Yeehaw! It's great to see y'all. Let me jump in and out of my lasso here. It's me, Scump Dudley, famed cowboy actor of the 1920s.
Scump, what are you for Halloween, my love?
Well, I'm sad to say I got drunk last night, so I am going as a cowboy. I steal all my costumes from set.
Oh, Scump, that's so boring. Isn't it boring, everybody?
I'm rather bored by it myself, yes.
Yeah, let me take out my six shooters and shoot at all of you. Shoot at your feet. Dance, everyone, dance.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh. These real bullets.
No, they're prop bullets. Well, they're lead, but they're not deadly. The ends are blunted.
Scump, tell the group about the film you and I made 3 years ago, about that cowboy flick we were both in.
Yeah, the two of us made a movie called A Horse Damn It. Now, what it is it's two people who both have horses, and the horses fall in love. And the horses spend so much time together that both their riders eventually succumb to love themselves. Yeehaw!
That's actually not a bad premise, Scrum. That actually is kind of lovely, isn't it?
Well, thank you. I wrote the movie, actually.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that scene for everybody.
What'd you say?
Let's do that scene, the famous scene from it.
Yes, the campfire scene.
Mm-hmm.
Are you lonesome tonight?
No.
Wait, one moment. He's singing. That can't be allowed.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry, Scrump. I forgot. Uh-huh. The number one rule in this house is only Ethel can sing. Well, Ethel Mermaid is the only one that can sing.
Was that Three's Company?
No, I count four with Burgundy.
Maybe subconsciously.
Burgundy, get out of here until we have drinks. Look, Scump doesn't have nary a whistle to be wet.
Yes, let me go grab the tequila.
That'll do nicely.
Well, Scrump, if my memory serves me, you love apples and apple pie, and I have both at this party. I think I'll beat you in the apple bobbing contest. What do you say?
I don't think so. If you recall from my 1922 classic, The Apple Scumpling Dang, I played Apple Scumpling, and I had to bob for apples for 36 days against Bob Hope. Now, he's the king of bobbing.
Mm-hmm. And,
we did an On the Road movie. What'd you say?
Nothing.
He's dead?
No, I was going to say he's a kid in 1930.
Oh, yes. He was one of the little rascals, I believe. And he's just turned, I believe he's the ripe age of about 12 or 13.
Oh, everyone, before I forget, let's run outside. I want to introduce you to our hayride driver. He's doing hayrides all night around the, what do you call it? The estate. So if you want to hop on a hayride.
If I may, please use the bay window as it has recently opened.
No, yes,
yes,
bay window.
Open, not smash through because the banister was too wet.
Seems fine. Just climb right down here. Okay.
Lonesome tonight.
Hey, he's singing outside the house, so that technically is fine.
Could we please just not fight? Our horses are in love today. Could
and
we
here
give
is
it
our hayride driver. Don't scream. It's Fury. His name's Fury.
Yeah, but why would we scream? Well, what is there to scream
look
about?
At him.
Okay, sucks to hear from your employer.
Are you dressed up, Fury? Is there a... Am I missing something?
I'm at work, so no. I'm not dressed up.
I mean, you're wearing brown socks with black shoes, but that's hardly terrifying.
These are my only socks, and these are my only shoes. I actually borrowed these shoes. I don't have shoes. I'm going to be driving the carriage tonight, and I guess thinking really hard about maybe some of my life choices.
On theme, isn't it, for me to pick such a ghoulish, scary hayride driver?
Yeah, I think Fury had it right. This is just a carriage stuffed with hay, so it's a little bit of a tight squeeze.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that, too. I guess I kind of ruined my carriage. It's going to take forever to clean this. Well, I will be giving hay rides, so if anyone does want one, just...
Let's take a spin. Huh, Burgundy? You two, everybody in.
Yes, m'lady. Oh, quite surprising.
I won't ride in a hay carriage with the help.
Yeah, I'm not getting on with that guy.
All right. Well, then, never mind. On your way, Fury. Do a lap, and we'll see you later.
Perhaps, m'lady, if it's some sort of compromise, I could ride on a Shetland pony behind the three of you.
Burgundy, we go through Shetland ponies like we go through tissues. We can't kill another.
I'm sorry, wait, you really want me just to ride with no one in the carriage? Just to do a lap?
Yes, it'll be very ghoulish for other guests to show up to see someone as terrifying as you on the premises.
Okay, I have to find a mirror. I have to go find a mirror because I need to know what everyone else sees.
All right, everyone, back in the house. Oh, look, our next guest is pulling up while we're outside. What a greeting.
Well, yes, hello. Hello, everyone. Sorry I am so late to the party tonight.
Hey, buddy, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm sorry, of course, you do not know me. I'm wearing costume. It's me, Yig Shinnok Fav. From, yes, I am a strong man from Russia.
Ethel, I think I saw him in Barnum and Bailey's circus.
Mm-hmm. That's how I met him.
He wrapped a steel bar around his head like a little bonnet.
Yes, one of many of my trick is to wrap steel bar around my head like little bonnet. Make people and audience go crazy with lots of clapping and applause. You did not recognize me for I am wearing a Halloween costume. I am a... like Egyptian pyramid, but upside down.
Yeah.
It's only costume that fits over specific shape of my body. I must make leg hole in pyramid costume that were not there before, and armhole in pyramid costume that were not there before.
I hate to break it to you, but I think you were sold a dreidel costume.
No, this cannot be dreidel, but if it is... Dreidel, not something I'm super familiar with, so makes sense.
Yeah, topper dreidel's basically like an upside-down pyramid. Well, not really.
Not to make it about me, but Yigshin, that's your name, right?
My name is Yigshin Konkovnyov.
Right. Him and I were on the
last name
together.
Too hard for most American tongue to pronounce, so I just kind of make it up every time.
Oh, I see. We were in the circus together for 14 months, and in the finale of the circus, he used to throw me up into the sky, and sometimes I wouldn't come down for days and days. And then I'd have to catch up to the circus in the next town because I'd fall back from where he threw me up from.
We would send hot air balloon operators all over night sky searching for her, and many times they find, and many times they do not, but she always come down to Earth.
That's fascinating. That sounds like a way more exciting movie set than the horse damn movie we did.
Mm-hmm. One time I touched the moon, he threw me so high.
This I don't believe, but when pretty lady tells you something, you believe it all the same.
Mm-hmm.
This circus sounds fascinating. Tell me, What manner of animals do you keep in the circus? And do you think a lion would scare most of them away? Maybe away from all of the good cots and sleeping areas that there are in the circus? Stay away from me, man. I don't... Your vibe is not good for me. You don't talk to me for the rest of night.
Oh, Yigshin, that's my uncle, Uncle Nigel. Give him a break. His wife just left him.
No, please don't break me.
M'lady, now is the time in the night when you told me to pull you aside and tell you it's time to sing a song about snakes.
It's snake time. Do, 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 do. It is a snake time. Come sit in my living room. Snakes are scary. They shed their skin. If you get bit, then you cannot win. Why isn't everyone coming inside?
Through the bay window, everyone. Please, take your free It's Snake O'Clock t-shirt.
It looks very far up, so I offer to throw anyone through the window who wants to go up super fast.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a sort of fastball special. Here we go.
Hey, there you go, cowboy man. You don't go send me off.
Whee!
What about you, old uncle man? Well, I won't be mad.
Oh, no. This is terrible timing. Aunt Margaret just arrived. Oh, Aunt Margaret.
M'lady, did you say Aunt Margaret just arrived?
My Aunt Margaret.
Dear father,
no.
My one crush. Oh.
What'd you say?
I said my one crush, Aunt Margaret.
Well, one crush coming right up. Smash!
Oh, my foot. Oh, m'lady, my foot.
What? You don't know what you think to me, huh?
M'lady, you told me that I should cease any notions that you and I had any chance together, so I took your word and I fell in love with the young starlet Aunt Margaret.
Just because I can't date you and don't want to doesn't mean you can have a crush on someone else. When would I say such a thing, Burgundy?
My other foot. Very good, m'lady. Very good. You're the only one in star for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Aunt Margaret, thank you so much for coming here. Sorry, I didn't realize that you and Uncle Nigel had separated. Otherwise, I wouldn't have brought him here.
Oh, that is fine. That is absolutely fine.
Oh, and you brought him. Hello, Bo Jackson. Welcome.
Ooh. What's up, baby? Dang. You didn't tell me you had a younger sister, Margaret. You didn't tell me you had a... sister, same
Bo,
age.
Bo, we've met before. You taught me how to shoot an arrow.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Your Bo
right.
Taught me how to use a bow.
Am I going to have to hose you down, Bo?
Yeah, you might. You might before the end of the night. No. I'll be good. I'll be a little Bo.
Sweetie, if I'm being honest, I think Bo cheats on me nightly.
Oh, love that for you. Mwah, mwah. So good to see you. Now that we have enough people here, Burgundy, what do you say? Time to carve pumpkins? Everyone
yes,
make a little jack-o'-lantern? Oh, I love
yes.
it.
And let's do this. We'll do a blind vote, so everyone will have 5 minutes to carve a pumpkin, and then we'll all write down on a slip of paper who we thinks is best, and we cannot vote for our own.
I like it.
If it's blind, you might be able to vote for your own.
That makes sense to me. Here's what I'll do. I'll go around the room with a bowl, and I'll collect everybody's keys. Just to kind of get things started.
Oh, this is his thing.
Oh, Bo.
This is his thing.
What, you bring a dog to a butcher shop and the dog's going to grab the first steak he sees and he's going to rip that thing around his mouth?
Yes, I completely agree. When a dog sees a steak, when you're sneaking onto a lawn at, say, 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, and a dog sees a snake or a steak, it will go right for it. And what my thesis proves is that dogs can smell fear. Now, dead meat is reeking of fear because when an animal, a cow, dies, in the last moments, they are terrified of the bolt coming for their brain. So that does seep into the meat. And when the meat is eaten or smelled by any possible animal or human, that fear drips into their body and then does...
Well, I'll tell you what. If I were to be stricken down dead right here, you would find no fear in my meat, because I'm not afraid of you, Bo Jackson, and I'm going to I'm going to win my marguerite back this very night.
End time. All right, everyone's pumpkins are carved. Let's put them at the front, right over the fireplace.
I tried my best, but pumpkin is weak material in my hand and was smished to blithering pieces. Maybe need another pumpkin, or maybe this is not the activity for me.
Hot damn, I never seen a man crush a pumpkin like that. Ethel, I made one of my world-famous skumpkins. Now, that is a pumpkin in my likeness. So it has a little cowboy hat, it has a little bolo tie.
Oh, I see it now. I see it. Let's see.
What do you mean you see it now?
Who said, Margaret, I want you back. Please come back to me. Whose is this? Fess up.
Well, now, I don't know who wrote that particular pumpkin, but I do say it's an expert craftsmanship, if I might add.
Who made this one? Fury! You can't be inside the house!
Fury, you need to leave now.
I brought all the pumpkins in. I just brought all the pumpkins in.
Disgusting.
You gave me such a fright. You're downlit and uplit and lit from the side, and it is so terrifying.
I checked the mirror in the garage, and it doesn't look like... It looks... I look north. I'll leave.
The fainting couch. M'lady, the fainting couch.
My God, I'll leave. I'll check another mirror? I'll check a different mirror?
He's still here. He's so scary.
And this is my pumpkin. I did what I did to my pumpkin. I call this the glory hole.
Yeah, you fucked your pumpkin, Bo. I see it.
Well, we'd have to taste the pie to understand if I fucked the pumpkin. But let's just say if I wanted to, I could have done it.
Bo.
Oh, very good, sir. M'lady, while we were carving, I'm afraid to say another guest did arrive, and he's been waiting patiently in the foyer. Shall I bring him in?
Yes.
M'lady, announcing Boop Beep Lee, famous copper robot from the 1930s sci-fi craze.
Very nice to be here.
Oh,
Happy Halloween.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to come. After that night we spent together in such passion, I thought I'd never see you again.
Computing. I remember everything. What a beautiful night.
Boop, you drive me crazy. Tell everyone about your costume.
01101100.
Ah, so sexy. I just want to rip your springs out.
No, please.
Come meet everybody. I think it's safe to say that me, Ethel, won the pumpkin carving contest.
Yes, m'lady, I just counted all the slips of paper, and without showing them so as to waste everyone's time, let's just say the tally was almost unanimous. Ethel does win.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much to everyone who voted. Would you like to be on my team for the Bobbing for Apples contest? I think that's what's next on the list. Is everyone ready to bob for apples?
I should not be around water.
Oh, Boop, please. For me? Blink, blink, no. Blink, blink.
Okay, wires crossed. Sparks, sparks, sparks.
This is an interesting creature. I know people in Moscow who would pay very high price for such a creature. Yig forming, the beginning of a plan.
Everyone, please. I've brought in 2 vats of apples so the bobbing can happen simultaneously. Oop, I had a little stroke. M'lady, might I retire to my room with some aspirin?
Oh, Burgundy, no. Just 6 more hours of work, please.
Very good.
Burgundy, you can't retire. If I were to engage in this bobbing for apples competition, I'll need someone to shave off of my mustache.
Yes, just a moment while I just swallow that stroke. Very good. I'm back, baby. Oh, the 2 vats are filled with 32 apples each. Now, whoever does the most apples in 1 minute's time per round will win. M'lady, shall I tell them what they win?
Yes, Burgundy, please.
The winner of the most apples bobbed in 60 seconds' time will win Fury's black shoes.
No, I borrowed those from a friend.
Fair, I love it. Let's see, let's all pair up. Me and Boop Beeply together.
Pair up? I thought this was an apple bobbing competition.
Everyone laugh!
Bang, bang!
Yixin and, let's see, Bo, you'll be together.
Why don't I pair up with the robot?
No, I'm with the robot, Yixin.
No. It could be nice for such a small creature and such a large man to work together.
Yixin, back off. I'm trying to get laid.
I may be small, but I am strong. I'm made of copper.
Margaret and Nigel, you go together.
Well, okay. I mean, quite unorthodox, but I don't see why not.
I don't have any children, and yet I feel like I'm being parent-trapped.
And Bo and, let's see, Burgundy. You two.
Very good. Miss Merman, I believe Scump is being left in the rain.
Oh, okay, wait. Yixin, who's your partner?
I thought I was with the robot. Am I on?
No. Okay. Scrump and Yixin, you'll be paired.
Yes.
Bo
okay,
and Burgundy,
Cowboy.
You'll be paired. Nigel and Margaret, you're together. And me and Boop.
Very good, madam.
Thank
okay,
you.
I mean, I guess I'll work with the help if it's what's required. But,
and the first round starts now.
We all going at once, or we're all just digging in there?
Three.
Mouth too small, shoulders too wide.
9, 10. This is easy as hell.
Hey, this guy using his hands. He just
don't
picking.
Don't call me out on that. I can't put my motherboard in the water.
Boop, follow the rules, honey.
Okay.
We won! Boop, we won! Boop!
Milady!
Boop!
Everyone, guests of the party, there's been a murder.
Boop!
Okay, a murder, why not? That sounds great.
Who did this to him? My love!
Now, protocol dictates that we all move to the drawing room and have a seat so we can keep eyes on everyone.
All right, moving to the drawing room. We're all moving.
Let me bring in candles so we can light the dark and gloomy, mysterious drawing room.
All right, Burgundy, talk us through this.
Let me break the case, of course. There's been a murder rules. Let me unscroll this. Yes, step one, everyone's a suspect. Oh, sorry. It says here, Particle A, everyone should gasp.
It's hard for me to gasp because the air does not come into the pyramid in such a way as would facilitate a gasp happening.
Okay, it says here part two, if we're going to go through the steps of there's been a murder. Part two is alibis. Where was everyone at the time of the death?
Well, I was bobbing for apples, of course.
And me, I was bobbing for apples.
I mean, it comes as no surprise, but I was with a woman. I mean, there's only one woman. I mean, there's no woman. I was not with a woman. There was... Okay, you caught me. I was with a lady that night.
Disgusting. I was bobbing for apples.
And I was doing what this miscreant should have been doing and shaving the whiskers apart of my mustache. I told a man I can't bob for apples with a mustache this thick. But did the servant do anything? No. Left me all alone to shave my mustache.
I was bobbing for apples. Miss Merman, what were you doing?
Bobbing for apples, of course.
Okay. Okay,
you'll never catch me.
M'lady, please. You give yourself away.
No, you'll never catch me at all. Or anyone for that matter. I'm Ethel Mermaid and I killed the robot.
She's running for the banister to slide up.
No! I went right to the wall.
Wow, I seen a woman slide up a banister like this.
Oh, my teeth. And scene. Burgundy, give yourself a round of applause, everybody.
Yes, very nice.
Well, I can't take all the credit. Boop Beeply did all the acting.
Yes, and a shame to have lost him just for a murder mystery sketch we wanted to do in the middle of the party. A shame, but well worth it. Everyone applaud. Yes,
he did leave, if I may, he did leave his last will and testament.
Oh, yes, please read it.
To whom it may concern, I guess that would be us. I leave my entire estate and copper body to the strong man to be bent in half and thrown to the moon.
Mate, this is no problem. I will take his body and turn around so no one can see me, bend in half, shove in pocket, take back to Moscow, and he's and he's thrown to the moon. So
there he threw it so fast I couldn't even see it. I couldn't even see it accelerate so quick.
But Bo, you have sharp, keen eye with a shooting arrow. You saw it go to the moon. No. Yeah, me, of course. Yeah, I saw it go to the moon. Yeah, of course. We went to the moon, man. I was watching the whole time. I wasn't just making eyes with this waitress over here.
What waitress?
My good man, you are talking to a barrister. There's no waitress there. That seems to be a banister.
Be careful, a banister never forgets. M'lady, should we move to the scary story portion of the party?
Oh, yes, please, Burgundy. I love that idea. And then we'll get to the... costume contest to see who won best costume of the night.
So the way we're doing the story portion this evening, just so everyone feels involved, is we're going to tell one two-minute story with each person contributing one spooky word to make for a full, coherent, cohesive story. Does that sound fair?
Dish, baby, of course. I love it.
And, m'lady, of course, you shall name the title of this story just to get our juices flowing, get our brains pumping, and our engines revving.
Fury the Terrifying Hayride Driver.
Come on! I can hear you through the open window.
I shall start us off. Once upon
a
time,
there
humped.
Enough of this. I think that's enough. Let's move on to the next thing.
Man, the story was just getting good. Nobody wants to hear how that story is. It sounds like they're about to get to making love.
No, let's move on. Oh, Burgundy, do you hear that? I think we have trick-or-treaters outside. Everybody, let's rush to the door together. Let's rush.
Okay, yeah.
M'lady, unless there's been advances in technologies, I believe those are two actual child ghosts.
Trick or treat.
Give us something good to eat.
M'lady, the ghosts seem to be demanding our finest food and wares from the kitchen. Shall I fetch the foie gras and the truffles?
You get the hell out of here, you ghosts. You don't come back to this house, you hear me?
M'lady, the shotgun is a bit much.
Grabs shotgun, shoots at your feet. You run away from here, you ghosts! You get the heck out of here!
We know what you did.
Ah! Slam the door, Burgundy!
Yes.
Don't let that happen again, okay? I thought it would be cute trick-or-treaters. It turned out to be two ghosts. That's all
yes, of course.
Shades.
Well, m'lady, if it helps, you announced them.
Did I?
I think you said someone's at the door and it's trick-or-treaters.
Ah, yes, it was me. But it wasn't my fault.
actually, ma'am, I hate to bother you. We don't have to answer the door, but it seems a giant bat has arrived.
You should check in on that, Burgundy.
Yes, right away, madame. Oh, my lady, good news, everyone at the party, good news. Here, dressed as a giant bat, we have famed Billboard Top 5 artist... Gene Autry.
Well, I am so happy to be here. I'm so thrilled to be nice.
I'm happy here, but don't step over the threshold if you're going to sing.
Oh, wow. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. I just came back from my world tour. Yes, I played every opera house around the globe. Triumph, triumph.
Oh, you played Triumph.
Oh, very cool. We're all very happy for you.
I didn't know you played Triumph, so apparently you are quite well-traveled if you've been to Sydney, Australia.
Yes, I played Triumph, Australia, the home of those tiny little cars. Triumph. Or maybe they were motorcycles. I can't remember.
Every car is tiny to me. In the car I see, I say, oh, this is tiny little car.
Oh, that's funny. I wore a giant bat costume, but I forgot my belt. Sorry, that's a song pun.
Slam! Sorry, I wasn't jealous of his accolades and talent. I just thought the party was getting a little hot and crowded in here. Isn't that right, Burgundy? Too hot, too crowded for another guest?
Yes, m'lady, but you just slammed the door on Billboard Top 5 recording artist Gina Utri.
Slam! Sorry, I couldn't actually slam a door on you, Burgundy, so I had to just make the sound.
You punched me in the throat, m'lady.
Everyone line up. Time for me to pick the best costume of the night. All right, Nigel, you go here. Margaret, here. Beau, you stand way further over here. Scrump, you're here. Fury, how did you get back in here?
Someone slammed the door on this man, and he came to my cart outside and asked if he could come back in. And I said, well, surely there must be some mistake. It's a party that's going on in here.
He's so scary.
I don't know. Is it something I did? Is it something I said?
Scary.
What is it about me? What is it about me?
Can everybody else see how scary he is?
I mean,
m'lady, everyone else is hiding in the foyer.
I'm not hiding. I'm not scared of this cat. Hey, you're not that scary. Why don't we do this? Why don't I take him up to any bedroom that we have in the house, and I'll do a little investigation and see, get to the bottom of what's scary about this guy, huh? I'm not going to fuck him.
It sounds like you are.
No, come on. It's Beau, baby. Come on. I'm not going to fuck this guy. Margaret, you believe me, honey, huh? Wait, where's Margaret? Now, where did Margaret get off to?
There's everyone, please, attention. There's been a double murder.
I can see them kissing behind the curtain, Burgundy. Nigel and Margaret, they're back together.
Without those whiskers in the way, I could certainly get to business.
And you know, you are Ethel's uncle, and you know what they say about uncles.
Uncles? Go down.
Are you lonesome tonight?
You know what? I'm not even mad. I just love seeing people make love.
After much deliberation, me, Ethel Mermaid, has decided that the costume contest winner is... Burgundy, drumroll.
Cymbal, hi-hat, cymbal, hi-hat, snare.
Burgundy!
Wipe out!
Burgundy fun?
No,
how
Burgundy
is
didn't win.
He not even wearing a costume.
I was scolding him. The winner is me. Ethel Mermaid! Spin round the room. Everyone
m'lady,
sees
I think
spin,
you invented
spin,
a theme
spin,
song.
Spin round the room. Spin round the room. Spin round the room. Yes, Burgundy, you're giving me a headache. What?
I agree with you. I hate to dampen your day, but it seems the parent of the ghost children is back and they look pissed.
Okay, everybody hide. No one's home.
Hey, come on.
Come now, that's not true. I know that someone's in there. You just upset my daughters very much, and I'd like an apology.
We're sorry.
Will that suffice? A sorry behind closed doors?
Will that suffice? Well, I'm a man of principle, and I did ask for an apology, and I did get an apology, but would you maybe consider apologizing to my daughters directly?
We're sorry. And if you want to take out your aggression on anyone, Fury is right outside.
I guess I could. I guess since I didn't get my apology, I could beat the devil out of this ugly, ugly, scary man.
M'lady, I have an idea. What if we take Fury's clothing and put it on Avonlea, and of course Avonlea, being one of the strongest men in the world, will destroy this man. He'll break his fist just punching him.
Pushes Burgundy outside.
I'm sorry. Please, my feet are crushed. Please don't hurt me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just beat the living piss out of this man, and he did not put up much of a fight. In fact, I think
there's been a murder! Fury is dead!
Oh. Oh, no. I've killed him. I've killed him, and now he'll join my daughters in heaven.
Wait. Wait a minute. You're saying the two trick-or-treaters we received were actual ghosts?
Just because they were ghosts doesn't make them any less my daughters.
I guess that's fair.
End scene. Everybody, round of applause for the ghost sketch in the middle of the night. Good job, everyone. Sorry ghost to Fury, sketch. Who really had to be beat up for this bit. But pretty fun, pretty good. Let's put my favorite record on and dance the night away. What do you say, everybody?
Yes, let's Yeehaw. Do it.
Oh, yeah, sounds good.
That sounds good to me.
Well, I've been doing a little bit of dancing of my own.
I was working in the lab late one night, and my arm on the eerie side. And the
sorry, milady, let me turn up the volume and the clarity.
Oh, there you go. I began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, they did the mesh.
Wow. That sounded like one of her weirder parties. What do you guys think?
The Monster Mash was written in the 1930s?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't know. I mean, it sounded like that party had a lot going on, honestly.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard that one song before. Dun, 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 dun. Heard that before?
Is that the Three's Company theme? I was hearing Three's Company, and I was like, that must be the Three's Company theme.
Yeah.
Okay, Adel, I Googled it, and it said that Monster Mash was written in 1582.
By monks?
Uh-huh. Neptune. Bye. That's stupid.
That was Clue Crew. So now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy. Fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said. And F. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue Crew.